Okay, glory to God. Well, I'm excited about teaching on the subject of faith. I don't know if you're excited as I am, but there's something about the subject of faith that excites the spirit of man. And I didn't really, you know, a lot of times when the Spirit of God gives you something, he just gives you things to start. And I know today I was just sharing with Pastor Greg. I said, well, I certainly didn't understand why the Spirit of God was giving me some things during the hour of power, but I understand now. And so as we were, Pastor Greg was teaching, the Spirit of God was, and we were praying. That's when he was speaking. And just impressing strongly upon me a direction for this evening. These are things, and I'll say it this way, God knows what you need to hear. So this isn't anything earth-shattering or things that you don't already know, but sometimes there's a time to share something when things have been shared and the scriptures have been shared. Sometimes there's just a right time to drop something in that people will hook up with. You understand that? Does that make sense? And I believe that this will help it because teaching it helps me, as I know it does you also. But I'm a student just like you. I come expecting to hear because I don't have any. Anybody who's a teacher, you prepare your heart. You study, you prepare your heart, you have a bunch of notes, but then you get up and God will begin working on the inside and things will come out that you hadn't planned to say or planned to study. And so I think it's important that we all, as we come, this isn't just about me teaching this direction, it's also the hearer has just as much a part, coming expecting to hear from God. Did we lose something here? I just lost volume here. Excuse me? You brought it back up. That's good. Okay. All right, good. But it's important. One of the things I'm understanding about faith is no matter what we do, it's the only thing that can please God. Faith is the only thing that will please God. All of our good intentions mean zippo where God is concerned, and our crying and moaning. You know, when you think about this, if God responded to needs, we'd have an explosion going on in this earth. And you think about it. There's needs constantly. Things are going on. We all personally, there may be needs in our life. Is God responding? He responds to our faith. And when you think about it, what happened to the woman with the issue of blood? She was, see what happened here? I stay on the floor. But you can see she had an issue of blood for how many years? Huh? Right. 12 years. Did he respond in those 12 years? No. But it was when she heard of Jesus and she came in faith, something happened. So that's where all of us, whatever we're faced with in life, whatever things happen, it's finding out what the will of God is, believing Him for it, expecting it to happen. And then the next thing, after we expect that, we believe, we pray about it, we believe God for it, and we expect it. After that, what are we to do after that? We believe God, we expect Him, and then what's the next thing? Huh? You do what? You thank him for it. Okay, I have a question because I can see where the Lord is going here. You believe God, you know it's his will, you believe God, you trust him for it, you expect him for it, and then what? I haven't heard one answer yet that I said, I can see something here. See, this is where the Lord wants to go tonight. I can see this. If you believed God, let me go another way. Let me just say this, because I've started this. Let me pray. Father God, I thank you for it. Thank you for this message. Thank you for what you've desired to share this evening. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that here, he's the teacher, he's our helper, our guide. And I believe, Father, for divine inspiration this evening. I believe for your direction. Thank you that you think through our minds, you speak in our hearts, you direct us in the right way to go so that we can be built up, nourished in the things of God. I thank you for it. I thank you for this place that we have to fellowship in. Thank you, Father, that the devil is defeated. He always has been. And we thank you, Father, for abundance. Thank you, Father, for even before this ministry even started, words were spoken to Pastor Clinton before there ever was a Redeeming Love Christian Center, before he went to Bible school with Pastor Sarah, before they even thought about going to Bible school. You spoke prophetically through Brother Copeland, the people will come and the money will come. So, Father, we thank you that this is your thing here, and we will follow you at your direction, and we thank you for it. We give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me ask this question again. If you're in faith and you know it's God's will, what does the scripture say in Mark 11:24? What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you what? Receive it and you shall have it. So, we need to do one. We do what? Believe. Then we what? Receive. And after we believe him, and after we receive from him, or we believe that we receive, what is the next thing that we should do? You do what? Well, that's all. That's good. Let me give you the answer, because then that will just get right to it, right? If you believe God, let me present it this way. If I said to you, I'm going to give you an all expense paid trip to wherever, and you said, "Yes, sir. Thank you. I receive it." Right? What would you be doing next? Yeah, you know it. You'd be getting ready. You'd be on your phone to your friend, "Hey, guess what I got? I just got me an all-expense-paid trip to somewhere." And you would be doing what? Looking to take that vacation, wouldn't you? Yeah, I mean, let's get past the thank yous. Hey, thank you, right? You'd be way past the thank you. You'd be already planning and looking to take it, would you not? So that means you're expecting to take that vacation. We're way past the thank yous. Thank you, Lord. But I'm expecting what I just had confidence in that I received, didn't it? I believe I got this. It's mine. Yes, sir. And I'm doing what? I'm expecting to do something. Right? So this is what the Holy Ghost prompted me this morning. He said, If you're in faith, then you're expecting. See, and sometimes we parrot things. We say things. But if you are prosperous and you believe that you've received some money, are you looking for it? Are you expecting it to come in? That's what the Holy Ghost is saying today. Are we expecting it? This is a heart examination. This is something where we all reflect on all the various things that we're trusting God for. Are we expecting it to come to pass? Or have we let it go? Have we been waiting for a couple of years? And we just say, maybe, maybe not. Have we waited a long time where our health is concerned? Or a circumstance? Are we absolutely, see, I'm not saying don't receive what the doctors say. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, you can hear what they're saying, but you say, yeah, but bless God, I know my body is changing. And I'm expecting it too. And the reason I say that is because faith can work in the other direction, in a negative sense. Because if you hear enough of the doctor, you can begin to expect what he or she says. And you can begin to get into agreement with that, and you will have what they say. Why? Because you're expecting it. You keep hearing it, you keep hearing it, you keep hearing it, and at some point you say, yeah, that's what I got. That's exactly what they said. And sometimes we can begin to look at circumstances and shift from a God, in other words, the faith of God kind of expectation to a faith in something else with an expectation. Because if you keep looking, you will get it. You will have it. And sometimes folks, they get a little symptom or they go, let me look that up. Yep, that's what I got. That's it. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. And after a while, if you keep looking that stuff up, when something happens, instead of you saying, no, that may be, but I'm telling you, I expect my body to change. And it must change because I believe. And I've already prayed, I've released my words, and I have faith in God. What does that mean? Confidence. I'm confident. Not confident in what someone else says. Because if I'm confident, if I slip over into having confidence in something that someone else has said that is not from here, I will begin to give substance to something. And I'll begin to hope. And what does that mean? I'll begin to expect something. See, and we don't, sometimes we have to be careful with that. And I say, careful, watch that our confidence is in God and expecting that to come to pass. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So the question is, what are you expecting to come to pass? And so, these are some things that, remember, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence. This faith is the evidence of something not seen. So that means if I have faith in something, if I'm believing for something, then it's not yet, and it's not seen. If I have faith for something, it's what? Not yet, and it's not seen. If you can see it, why do you need faith for that? You already know it. So if it's not something seen, bless God, I can believe for that. If it's God's will for me, if it's in this book, or he's revealed something to me, I can believe for that. What does that mean? It's not yet. I don't see it yet, but I can believe for it. And I can expect it to come to pass. So our expectation must be that confident expectation is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for it to happen. I'm expecting it to happen. I hope this is helping somebody. If it's not, then we all can go home. But I believe the Spirit of God, I believe his voice. And I believe that there's some that may have, or they're expecting, their expectancy is not where it should be. See, if you're expecting something, then you're not questioning. Because if you're questioning, then you're not confident. You're wondering. If you're in faith, you are convinced. And you are confident. So if you're questioning something, you may not be in faith at that point. You may have started out in faith. You may have been operating in faith. But if you're over into questioning, then you're not in confidence. Let me ask a question. Let's go back to my little example. If I said to you, and you know my word's good, and you know my money's good, if I said to you, I'm giving you a full paid vacation, most would say, yes, sir, thank you. Would you, if you are confident in me, would you question me? No, sir. You'd have no reason to question me. So if I said, well, I'll give it to you in a year, most would say, all right, I'll take it. If it's free, I'll take it. So let's, how many would say after 6 months, gee, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. See? But that's my point. That's the point that's being made. If you begin to question the word of someone, then you're not in confidence. You're not in faith. If you begin to question this word, then let's say it another way. When you are in faith, you are confident of God's word. You're confident of it. You're absolutely convinced. And there's nothing that anyone says or does that gets you off of that. And just so we're clear, we're not saying that someone should not go to the doctor, because I can tell you, here's the other ditch that people get into. I'm convinced of this, and the Spirit of God is nudging them to go in a particular direction, and they override it with their confession of the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit is here as our what? Our helper. And he will help us and guide us if we follow him and we yield. So you have an inner witness inside of you. And so I just share that. Let's turn over to Hebrews chapter 10. Let's take a look at starting in verse 35. And I'm going to read from the King James Version. It says, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has what? A great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith." Say, that's me. "But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." See, one way of drawing back is not being in faith, right? Not being confident. Questioning. "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Let me read this from the New Living Translation. It says, "Do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord no matter what happens." See, remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now, so you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. For just in just a little while, the coming one will come and not delay, and a righteous person will live by faith, but I will have no pleasure in anyone who turns away. So this confidence, this trust, this persuasion is what gives substance to the things that we hope for. And so this assurance, see, let's say it another way. If you started out with assurance and confidence, then you can expect. I'm expecting. I don't care if it takes 20 years. Words that have gone forth over this ministry. You know, and one of the things that God is the Spirit of God has been nudging and prompting, that sometimes we start in faith and sometimes we need to make a little adjustment, a little tiny adjustment where our expectation is concerned. We call in $80,000 a week. And the question he said to me is, are you looking for it each week? And I said, I can't say that I'm always looking. See, that's an adjustment. That's an adjustment on the inside. It's one thing to say it, you confess it, but are you looking? Ah, there it is. It's coming. It's coming. See, that's keeping faith stirred. Does that make sense? Are we looking for what we're expecting? If I say, all of us have things that we've gone through in life. When you're confident of something, are all of us looking for it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, sir. You're looking for it. You just bought something. You just ordered something online. It said it'll be there in a day. And 4 days go by. You go, I guess it ain't coming. No. You paid for it. You're doing what? You're expecting. You're confident. You put the money down. You paid for it. And you're what? Expecting it to arrive. What are you doing? You're looking for it. See, that's just a natural thing. It's the same thing where things that we don't see, it's not yet. We don't have it yet. It's not seen. I believed for it. I know it's God's will. I prayed and believed that I received in faith. Now what's next? I'm expecting it to come. And I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. You own a business. You believe God. You're a business owner. You know it's God's will for you to be in business. You've prayed. You know you're there. You believe in for customers. Are you looking for them? Or are you just saying, well, you know, we're trusting God. We're believing God. He's going to send them. Well, how do you know when they come? Are you looking for them? Are you expecting them to come? See, that's faith. Faith believes, faith receives, and faith expects them to come and starts looking for them. You're looking for it. I'll tell you, when we first started in this ministry, you know, they paid what they could afford. And they paid me what they felt, you know, what they could afford and what they wanted to pay me. And so, you know, I had responsibilities. I was renting a house. I had a car. I was running back and forth between here and Hackensack, all those expenses and so forth. And so after about a year of working here, I drained my savings account. There was nothing left. And so at that point, I said, okay, God, what am I going to do here? This will be interesting. And so at that time, I had been working in the ministry a year. And so when I looked at the expenses and I looked at my income, I said, well, we're not kind of, this don't work. And so I remember at that time, Minister Joseph at that time called me in. He said, you know, thank you for your service, and here's a raise. And that's what it was, a little raise. Not much. And so I'm not making light of that, but that's just what it was. And so I said, well, this is not going to work. This will not cover my expenses, and I'm out of money. And you've got to know at that point that God called you to be where you are. You've got to know. You got to know that you are where you're supposed to be. And so I was convinced of that. And so the Holy Ghost said to me, I want you to believe me for another $100 a week. I said, okay. And I began to look for that. Now, I didn't expect this ministry to be my source. But you understand my point. I expected something to change. And it did. A week later, I get a call from Minister Joseph, and he said, well, you know, so forth and so on. We want to give you some extra money. I said, for what? Because I wanted to know. And he said, well, you know, you're doing a good job and so forth, so we were going to bless you. It was just about that amount of money. See, so you got to know, now I wasn't looking for it to come that way. I wasn't expecting and getting down in the face because it didn't. But I expected God, and I was looking for that money to come in. I was expecting it to come. And sometimes when we get in a tough spot, isn't this the truth? Sometimes when we get into a tough spot and we're down, we're expecting. Man, we are expecting something to happen because my back is up against the wall and I prayed believing God, trusting Him, and I'm expecting Him to come through. Isn't that true? So, the Spirit of God is just nudging me to keep emphasizing this. That when you are in faith, it gives substance to that which you expect. But you need to keep your focus and attention and look for it. You need to look for that which you're expecting. Because I'm going to say this, I'm not going to stand here and say you're not in faith. But if you're not looking for it, I begin to ask the question, are you expecting it? And if you're not expecting it, maybe you're not in faith. Does that make sense? Just from a practical, logical sense. If you're not looking for it, then maybe you're not expecting it to happen. And if you're not expecting something to happen, maybe you're not in confidence. And if you're not in confidence, maybe you're not in faith. Does that make sense? This is sometimes we have to look at ourselves and say, if I'm looking for something and I know it, I'm looking. That means I'm expecting it to come to pass. Then I know I'm in faith. Does that make sense? So let's look at Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it, faith, the elders attained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible, that means not possible, to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now let me read this from a few other translations. The Amplified, I like the Amplified. It says, now faith is the assurance, it's the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So my faith gives substance, it gives reality to that which I don't see. This is the a Weymouth translation. Now, faith is a well-grounded assurance of that for which we hope, and a conviction of the things which we do not see. I like this. This is the New English Bible, and it's a question mark. It says, "And what is faith?" Question. Faith. I like this translation. Faith gives substance to our hopes. Remember we were talking about the other day? Faith gives substance to those things that we hope for. And when we become discouraged, and the devil fights that, so when an individual becomes discouraged, that word also can mean disheartened. That means I've given up. This is what discouraged means, just from the dictionary, to deprive of courage and confidence. So when an individual is deprived of confidence, they're discouraged, they're disheartened. A synonym means to demoralize. That's why when you see armies go out, they demoralize another army. They dishearten them. What do? They give up hope of ever winning. They just throw their weapons down and they surrender. See? And that's what the devil tries to do. He tries to dishearten individuals so that faith has nothing to give substance to. See, they just lay down. They just give up at that point. And so when an individual, part of that, you can begin to see that when a person is disheartened, they stop looking for something. They stop expecting something to happen. They're discouraged. They're disheartened, you see. Another word, a synonym, is frustrate. Sometimes when individuals get frustrated, see, if you're in faith and you're expecting something, you're not frustrated. You know it's coming. And all these external things, ha, it's coming. But when I'm frustrated over something, that to me begins to convey question. Why is one frustrated? Because if you're frustrated, it can mean you're questioning something. Why would I question something if I'm convinced? If I'm convinced of something coming to pass, then I'm not frustrated. And it says, what does the scripture say? It says that you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you'll receive the promise. See? So if you're in faith and you're confident, then you need patience. And you're doing everything you're supposed to do, then you need patience. But you see, that's where the devil works. He starts to work at your hope, you see, and your expectation. I heard Pastor Clinton talk about it a lot of times. They saw it in ministers and people that just gave up. They quit because of circumstances. And they lost hope. They lost their expectation of God coming through, you see. But he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let's, just for a moment, let's turn over here to the book of Romans for a moment. And let's look at these few verses in Romans chapter 4. And let's start at verse 16. It says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Huh. The promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. That's to us. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who, what? Against hope. Believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. See, according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. Verse 19, and being not, what? Weak in faith, he did what? He considered not. See, his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So when you're in faith, you do what? you consider not the circumstances. It doesn't mean we're not led by the Spirit of God. You keep standing, and you stand unless you stand until you get a different direction from God. Does that make sense to anybody? This says here in verse 20, he did what? He staggered not at the promise of God. That means to me that if I stagger not, I'm expecting something. I'm looking for something to happen. I'm not staggering at the promise of God. He staggered not at the promise of God, what? Through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being what? Fully persuaded what he had promised he was also able to perform. So when we're in faith, we stagger not at the promises of God. And what else? We consider not the circumstances. Now I'm going to just jump back here a second to Hebrews 11. I'll just take a look here. Take a look at Hebrews 11 and look at verse 8 for a moment. What are the first two words in verse 8? By faith. By faith, Abraham. So we just got done talking about Abraham in Romans 4. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should what? After receive. Do you think about that right there? That's right there. He said what? After receive. So that means it's not yet, and he hasn't seen it yet. If it's after receive, then he had to go in faith, and then after you receive, right? That's faith. Faith goes out not knowing, and you after receive. Is that not correct? After receive for an inheritance, he did what? He obeyed. And he went out what? Not knowing. So he hasn't seen it yet. He can't see it, and it's not yet. Whither he went? By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. So he's still out there. He's still out there doing what? Sojourning. Whatever that means. He's sojourning. No, I'm sorry. He's sojourning. Okay. In the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, right? They're heirs with him of the same promise. So, they haven't seen it yet. And they're out there moving around this country. But look at the next verse. What does it say? For he looked for a city. He looked for. Did he just go out and say, yeah, man, we're just wandering, or we're sojourning around here. And we're sojourning, right? But what does this say? Faith looks for. And the Lord said, didn't he tell him, he said, leave your country. Where's that in Genesis? It's in the 20s, right? Where does it tell? Where in Genesis tell him, where does it say, right here, Genesis 12. It says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. So he had to go out in faith. What does Hebrews say? Not knowing. And by faith he did what? He sojourned in the land of promise. God said, you're going to go over here, I'm going to give you that land. So I've already promised it to you, and I'll show you where it is. Right? So he had to go out in faith, not knowing. But what does this say here? Faith, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And this is what the Holy Ghost is saying. If you're in faith and you're expecting something that God has promised, and you said, bless God, I believe for it, I receive it, and now I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for that which I've believed and received. I'm looking for it. I hope this helps somebody. Because I think sometimes, and I say this to myself, I don't know about you, but there's been times, at private times at home, and I've said, God, I'm not really in faith over this. I realize I've been saying some things, but when it becomes rhema here and real, you go, you know what? I really wasn't in faith. Because now I know. And there's a conviction, a knowing that I have this. How many have started? We all do. We start out. See, here's the thing where faith is concerned. We start with our confession. We say something until we believe it. A lot of times with things, we start out in faith, but that starting out is, I'm just confessing the word. How many have said that? I believe my body's healed. But you know darn well in your heart, I'm just going through, I'm making some confessions here. Right? We've all been there. I've been there. Don't be quiet on me here now. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, Sometimes just look straight ahead. Don't let anybody know, but it's all right. We all have started in the same place. We start to confess the word of God where we are, and we make professions of faith. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I'm going to go one step further, that faith, that rhema, comes from the word of God, but it's enlightened. The rhema comes from the Spirit of God. And where does he reveal that? Right here, in your heart. And where does your confidence come from? Right here. So when faith comes, it's really, let's put it this way. As we confess the word of God, as we profess it and constantly profess it, what are we planting? It's like the sower sows the word of God. And that seed that we keep professing gets down here, and as we continue to water it, and water it, and water it, there's fruit that comes, is there not? And the fruit is the revelation. And the fruit is revelation that comes from the Spirit of God. I hope that makes sense to some folks. Because as you continue to confess the Word of God, whether it's your healing, whether it's your prosperity, revelation will come in that area. And you will know what's going to change something. Faith. So don't lose hope when you say, well, I've been confessing the word for 4 years and I ain't seen no change. Keep confessing. Keep saying the word, keep watering it, keep expecting. And the Holy Ghost will take what you're planting and watering and cause rhema to come from that. The sower doesn't go throw seed in the ground. What does the sower do? He sows expecting something to grow. And for me, it's the same thing. We confess the word of God, sow it, we speak it, it gets down in my heart. As a man thinketh, so is he. See, we set the boundaries in our life with the words that we say. And so, isn't that what the scripture says? The scripture in Proverbs chapter 4, I'll read it to you. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And so, those boundaries, if you look that word up, the issues is boundaries. And so we can set boundaries in our lives by, I'll go another way, we can look at it this way, by our words. And those words, I would also go as far as saying, those words are what we're expressing, what we expect. So if you're expecting something, most times you spend long enough around people, you will hear what they say. That's what they're expecting. You see? And those expectations that they express are what set the boundaries in a person's life. Those are faith statements. You've heard so many people that have come up in, you know, some of the most dire circumstances, and they say, I'm getting out of this. I'm going to make something of my life. I'm going to be this. And they keep working at it. Even amidst all the failures and all the setbacks, they always keep that hope alive. And it's the same thing. As overcomers in Christ, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So we have the faith of God residing in us. And if I believe God and believe something in His Word, and I receive it, then the next thing I should be doing, yes, we thank God for it. I thank God. But I'm looking for that which I expect. That's what Abraham did. And he's the father of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Next time you find, catch yourself. Next time you find yourself not looking for something that you said you expect, you need to check yourself. Check yourself. Why aren't you looking for it? If you're truly expecting something that God has promised you because you believed Him for it, why aren't you looking for it? That's a checkup. You know, we need to do that. These are the kind of things that will get us, if we get off a little bit, it'll help us get back on track. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank You. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the principles of faith. Thank You, Father, that we purpose to operate in faith. We purpose to look for what we've received from You. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me use this example. If you're in faith, you prepare yourselves for something. If I believe, many. I mean, Brother Hagin talked about it. People that were believing to be healed of a circumstance in their body, he would talk about it. Those that couldn't walk and had not walked for years would bring shoes to the meeting because they expected to walk out of that meeting. They brought their shoes because I'm expecting God to move and I'm walking out of here. Do you understand my point? When I believe God and I'm trusting Him, I'm going to this meeting, that's where I believe I'm going to receive. I'm expecting, I'm bringing something. I'm walking out of here. So when an individual is believing and trusting God, they're not preparing to stay in the same condition. They're preparing to change. If you're expecting, see, this is some folks, is, you know, if God has promised you or revealed to you that you're going to be a business owner, are you preparing yourself to be that? Or are you waiting until all of the circumstances are right? Well, you know, I'll get ready when everything falls into place. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. Are you putting a business plan together? Are you preparing? Are you thinking through what you would do? Faith doesn't have it yet and can't see it. See? And faith expects and is looking for the results. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, God is stirring this in me because this is what it's going to require. Faith, we've all been taught faith. I have for years. And listen to it. I'll tell you, there isn't a day go by. Probably a day go by, there may be, but I don't have a tape playing on faith. And I'm constantly hearing it, feeding it, nurturing myself, and I'm listening. And even after that, God will say, hey, you know, you're not doing such and such over here. You're not doing this. And I make a correction. Sometimes, you know, we've gotten to the place where we hear it so much, but are you doing it in every area? Some of us not so. So we have to make corrections. But one thing I know is this, that as you keep feeding and you keep watering, you keep feeding and you keep watering, you're going to reach that place that we're all now, we're not, if you've been listening to faith and being fed on it, we're not where we were 20, 30 years ago. Pastor Clinton and Pastor Sarah taught faith. They lived faith. We can't stay with that message. I'm not that message. You're teaching faith. You understand my point? But we've grown. And God is expecting us, because we've grown in faith, God is going to start showing us areas where we need to make little adjustments. Because the seed that we've planted is beginning to blossom. And God is going to start expecting all of us to step out in areas not knowing and expecting some things. He's going to have us take some big steps. Do this, do this. Because we're at a place where he knows we can. Isn't that right? And we can't stagger at circumstances. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's stand. You know, I'm going to say this as we keep closing, because it keeps coming up. Because sometimes, just out of, I don't know, because we live in this physical body, if you keep looking for something, seek and you shall find. That's a principle. If you keep seeking something and it's not from God, you will find it. If you keep seeking something, you know how I'm not in any way casting any kind of dissension or dissension, I guess would be the word, on doctors. And doctors have to do what they do. But doctors will have you run test after test after test after test after test looking for something. Now, I do understand they have to do what they do. And I'm certainly not here to tell you that you shouldn't do that. But my point is, from a natural standpoint, they want to keep looking till they find something. And if you oblige them and you keep trying to find something, you may find it. Because you can end up giving power to something that you don't want to. You need to stand up against it, and at some point you need to be led by the Holy Ghost. Because I can tell you, when I went through that little stretch that I went through 14 years ago, they wanted to run all kinds of tests. And this is why I'm saying you have to be led personally. And I went and I said, no, I'm not doing that. No. No. I'm not doing that. I refuse to do that. Come on. You just do this little test. So I said, okay, I'll do it. They didn't find anything. But that's what I'm saying. You've got to be led by the Holy Ghost. Because if you get in fear, and you say, oh, well, they're going to run this test, and we want to rule out this, and we want to rule out this, and we want to rule out this, and you get in fear, you can release that into that situation, and you're going to start looking for what they expect to find. So the point is, faith can work that way also. Faith expects, and faith looks for something. So does fear. And fear can work the same way. We start expecting and looking for something. And so faith expects God to operate in my behalf. And I'm looking for Him to come through. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's say this. God is working in me. Faith is working in me. I overcome in every area of my life, and I have the victory in every area of my life. In Jesus' name. Let's say, the word that I've heard is working mightily in me.